My name is Pamela Rose Williams with ChristianityEveryday.com, and today I'm talking with Jim and Lindsay Stanek, founders of Paws and Stripes, an organization that rescues shelter dogs and pairs them with veterans who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, or as we know it, PTSD. They also star in the new A&E docuseries, Dogs of War. Hello, Jim and Lindsay. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Jim, I want to begin by thanking you for your service to our country. I understand that you did 3 tours in Iraq, and you did
that. Thank you for saying that.
Yes, well, you did that to ensure my safety, so I take that very personally, and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
I watched the first episode of Dogs of War, and I just know that it's going to be such an encouragement to so many veterans. Jim, tell us about your organization, Paws and Stripes. And tell us how it is behind the series, the new series on A&E.
So Paws and Stripes was started because Lindsay, my wife, saw a need for myself, to be honest with you, with my PTSD and TBI and how a service dog could help. But, you know, the cost for a service dog was ridiculous, you know, $15,000, $30,000, $60,000.
Right.
You know, at that time, I don't know anybody who can afford that.
Right.
So, you know, after hitting some barricades and having to jump some hurdles, Lindsay decided that, you know, we were going to do this ourselves and we were going to start Paws and Stripes.
Nice.
And, you know, through the process of doing this since June of 2010,
mm-hmm.
we had a production company, Red Tail Media, who got a hold of us and said that they wanted to do a show about this and they wanted to tell this story. You know, and then, of course, A&E jumped on board and they are just so behind what we're doing. You know, we had the privilege of, you know, being in the A&E Network building on Veterans Day before the premiere and to see the love and the passion out of that entire network is just remarkable for this program and for the veterans and for the dogs. It's just, you know, we're right where we need to be, and I think that the story of our veterans needs to be told, and especially with the help of these rescue dogs that are being turned into service dogs.
Absolutely. Lindsay, correct me if I'm wrong. Seems like one day you had to turn over some of your duties as caregiver and protector over to Jim's service dog. Isn't his name Sarge?
Yes, her name is Sarge.
Oh, her name is Sarge. She's a she.
You know, I did. It's funny because I get asked a lot if I went through a struggle with doing that, a lot like in the first episode happened with Jennifer. And the reality is that I actually didn't. I didn't struggle with it at all. I rejoiced about it. You know, I felt like it made us be better together. We were able to be more of a couple and
yeah.
not so much caregiver and veteran. It was something that made us come closer. So I was
right.
very thankful for it.
Lindsay, how has that helped you to help other spouses in that same situation?
Well, I think that because I do have a little, that being my perspective, it's easy to kind of try to talk to them about how it changed my life and how they can sort of see it from that perspective, and it helps them cross over from that feeling of, now what do I do, to, oh, look at all I can do. I think that I've been through a lot of the same thoughts and struggles that they have, so just to be able to talk to someone who really does understand and isn't going to be judgmental about it because they don't understand, that in itself just goes so far. It's very hard to find. So to be that person for them if possible, I am happy to.
Nice. That's great. You know, Romans 5:1-5 just tells us about how our experience can just help us to give hope to others. And I think that is just, you know, the Bible in action right there. Jim, as you mentioned earlier, it can be upwards to $60,000 through other organizations to adopt and train a service dog for this kind of thing. How has Paws and Stripes been able to cut that cost?
Actually, I want to turn that over to Lindsay.
Oh, great.
Yeah, how do we cut the cost down, Dave? What is our cost?
Well, traditionally, you would see anywhere from $15,000 to $30,000 to $60,000 to receive a dog. In our program, one of the big things that we do is we aren't adopting puppies from breeders and working with them for 2 years before we're pairing them with someone.
Okay.
That's a pretty huge cost that is incurred. What we do is we go to local shelters. We only work with adult dogs within a specific age range. We pre-screen them and choose candidates from there that would be good for service dog work and work with the shelters to receive those dogs for these veterans.
Yeah.
So our program is $6,300 for the entire program, and when I say that, I mean that includes mental health support. It includes all of the materials needed for the training, all of the training equipment that each veteran receives,
right,
as well as all of the classes, which is 3 to 4 obligations per week. But we also customize everyone's program based on their needs.
Right.
But having said that, we don't require our veterans to pay the $6,300 to do the program.
Mm-hmm.
We fund that through support from generous individuals in the country, all over, not even just in New Mexico. That's how we are funded. Over 85% of the funding comes from private donations. So we try to fund that ourselves so that our veterans have better access to these services, because it's really hard to cough up 30 grand for a service dog when you're coming out of the military with a disability.
Oh, I know. I was just astounded to learn that there are over 150,000 veterans that suffer from PTSD. Even so, I was touched by how you said, Jim, that there's a dog out there for every vet. I was able to watch the first episode, and that was Michael, was the veteran, and you offered him 3 dogs, Thomas, Tennessee, and Layla. In case others are waiting to watch that episode, I'm not going to spoil it and reveal which one of these 3 chose him, but I will share that Michael found his companion and renamed that dog Isuda. Jim, is there some significance in that new name?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of interesting how Mike told me that Isuda translates into "you got my 6." And, you know, in the military, you always have to watch your 6, and that's what your battle buddy is there for.
Yeah.
So, you know, really, when Mike chose that name, it kind of got me choked up a little bit. I was like, you know, Mike took a step, and he's doing so well, and Jennifer's, you know, I know that their lives have changed for the positive. It just warms our hearts.
I do want to thank you, Jim and Lindsay Stanek, you know, of course, your founders of Paws and Stripes and stars of the A&E Dogs of War. Want to encourage our viewers to tune in to A&E Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern for Dogs of War, which is a new docuseries following war veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder as they are paired with shelter dogs trained to help them adjust to life after combat. Blessings to you, Jim and Lindsay, as you continue to bless others in need of furry friends and servants. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.